Today's shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin. We began Baruch Hashem a brand new Masechta, Maseches Erevin yesterday, and we pick up on the very bottom line of Daf Beis. Daf Beis Omid Beis. Today's Daf is Daf Gimel, and we pick up on the last two words, Elamayata, on Daf Beis Omid Beis. We were discussing yesterday the source for the concept that a korah, a beam, in an alleyway, in order for it to function, to allow you to carry within the alleyway, midr abundant, you have to have either a lechi or a korah like basilo pasket. And we had said the source of this, according to the simple understanding of the Gemara, was that it is based upon the Pesach Ohel Moed, on the size of the shar, the entranceway into the Ohel Moed, into the Heichal, which we said was 20 amah tall and 10 amah wide. So Gemara says, if this is true, Elamayata, we turn to Gimel Amud Aleph, Lo Tihani Le Amaltura. Then if this were so, then an Amaltura wouldn't work. Now what is an Amaltura? So we're going to learn that an Amaltura is a certain type of additional boards that were above the Heichal, and they were one amma wider on the bottom. There were actually five boards. The bottom board was one amma wider than the Heichal opening. So it was actually 22 amma wide, stuck out above the Heichal on one side, one amma, and the other side, one amma. There was a space in between it to the next board, which stuck out an extra amma on each side, a space then to the next board, which stuck out another amma on each side, and this was done for five different of these boards, and this is called an amaltura. It was a certain type of design, a certain type of functionality, which the Gemara is going to tell us allows you to actually have a korah that is above 20 amos, because it will be recognizable because it's such a fancy, ornate structure, so then it will serve the purpose of being a reminder even when it's above 20 amos. So as Gemara is saying now, if you're telling me that we learn it out from the shah of the Heichal, which is 20 amos tall, so then this additional amaltura should not work. The Heichal amaltura habilei, the Heichal had an amaltura, as I just said. It had this ornate design of five boards that were above the entranceway, and yet it only allows us to use 20 amas through the drush that we had yesterday. That none. The Mishnayis in Midos tell us, Chamesh Amalturos shall Meila, that's the girsa that we have. On the side it brings down that some of the girsa in the Mishnah of Meilas, the Rabbeinu Hananel says that girsa is wrong, and Meila, Rashi tells us, is an eitz, a certain type of tree. Shegidilin bo milin. This tree is called Meila, and the fruits growing from it are called milin. And the heim afatsim, these are some type of gallnuts. Ubalaz, they're called as glash, so these gallnuts. In any event, this type of wood was used on the top of the shar, and it says there were five of these boards. Chamesh amalturos shel Meila hayu agabav, were above the shar. Zulam alamizu, vizulam alamizu. Each one, as I pointed out, was a little bit wider and above each one to the other. So you had five of these boards, each one being two amos wider than the board underneath it, and it stuck out one amma to the left and one amma to the right. And yet it says that wasn't good enough to allow the shar to be more than 20 amos. So this will go against what we're going to learn momentarily, that if you have this amaltura, then you're allowed to have the korah even above 20 amos. So Gemara says, that's not a question. You know why? Dilma kitanya hi da amalturos beulam tanya. This isn't talking about by the Heichal. This is talking about by the ulam. The ulam had these amalturos, but not the Heichal. So if we're learning it out from the Heichal, so the Heichal didn't have these amalturos, and that's why this is not a raya. This is not a question against us, and our original statement is fine. If you have an amaltura, it can be more than 20 amos. The Heichal didn't have an amaltura. Mar says, that's not correct. Vai my kusha. What are you telling me that that's a kusha? That's not even correct. Dilma, tabnis hechel ki tabnis ulam. In fact, the tabnis of the hechel was just like the tabnis of the ulam. In other words, the ulam had these amaltros, but so did the hechel. As an aside, the Mefarshim will point out, the Rishash especially here, it says this lashon of dilma doesn't mean normally what the word dilma means. Although the Rishash points out he can learn this Gemara to say that it means what dilma normally means, maybe. But most of the Mefarshim point out that dilma over here means definitively, yes, this is the answer. In any event, Gemara says, how can you tell me that the Heichal didn't have this amaltros? It had the same thing like the ulam had. And just like there were these amaltros by the ulam, there were these amaltros by the Heichal. And therefore, we're left with our original question, why did Rabbi Loi say the name of Rav? That if you have two statements over here, the first one is inconsequential to our Gemara, but since he made the statement, so we repeat the entire statement. The first part has nothing to do with our Gemara. And the first part says, that the korah itself, if it's ruachva dalit, if it is wide by 4 tfachim, so afa pishin abriya, even if it's not sturdy and strong, normally the korah has to be of a certain strength that can hold. Rashi tells us an ariach. An ariach is a half of a brick, it's a half of a levena, it's a certain weight and size that the board, this korah, has to be able to hold, has to be sturdy enough. But if the korah is wide enough, then it's 4 tfachim, then it doesn't have to be sturdy enough. So that's the first din, the Rabbi Eloi says the name of Rab, which has nothing to do with our Gemara, and we can ignore it for now. The second din was, v'im yesh lo amaltura, if the mavui has an amaltura on the top, so then, even afilu gvo yosim yesu mama, eno serach lamai, then, Rab is telling us, Rabbi Eloi, Rab tells us that if the mavui korah is more than 20 amos above the ground, it still can be good as long as there's an amaltura. So here you clearly see that an amaltura, according to Rav, works, but according to Rav's understanding of the Mishnah, that Rav learns out that the shahr of the Hechel is the dimension, it's 20 amma, and even though there it had an amaltura, it doesn't help. So we have a stira. Rav says that amaltura helps, but Rav says we learn it out from the Hechel, where an amaltura doesn't help. So what's going on? So Gemara says, Amar Yosef, no, amaltura masnisohi. This amaltura is a brisa. It wasn't said over by Rav. When Rav says over here, according to the Gersa that we have, that Rav holds, im yesh lo amaltura, afilu gvo yosem yesu mama, eino tzorech lamayit, that's not Rav talking, that's a brisa. And therefore, there's no contradiction in Rav. Rav doesn't hold like this brisa. That raises, of course, the next problem that Gemara is going to say, that while we hold that Rav is tana upaliku, so Rav normally says, is an Amora, but he can argue with a Brisa. We never want to give that answer unless we have absolutely no choice. So the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, but here's a Brisa against Rab. So what does Rab do with his Brisa? We don't like to say that he's arguing with a Brisa unless we're absolutely forced to. So first of all, the Gemara says that this is a Brisa, Amar Yosef, Amaltra, Mesnisuhi. And then it says that who's the author of this Brisa to make sure that it's an authentic Brisa. Brises, by definition, are broad. They were learned outside. In other words, a brisa doesn't automatically have authenticity to it. There was corruption in the brisos. There was mistakes in the brisos. And we can't assume a brisa is authentic unless it's a brisa of Rochia or Rav Hoshia, or that we know that the person saying over this brisa is of a sufficient gravity that he wouldn't make a mistake. So the Gemara asks, before we question Rav, how can he go against the brisa? Is this an authentic brisa? So man ktanila, who's the author of this brisa? So Gemara tells us, Amar Abayit, oh, this is a very authentic brisa. Now the gersa that we have is v'ha chama b'rei d'rabba baravua ktanila. He was the one on the side, the Yavitz brings down, it should be Rav Chama. And in fact, we're going to mention him again in a moment in the Gemara, and he's called as Rav Chama. So this is a very authentic brisa because Rav Chama b'rei d'rabba baravua was the one who said it. So therefore, it's a valid brisa, it's a good brisa, and our question returns. How can Rav go against the brisa? Therefore, that the heavy amaltura masnisa, this statement that we said is in the name of the brisa, which we now said is an authentic brisa, says that an amaltura helps. The tikshila Rav, then it should be a kash against Rav, because if the heichal had an amaltura, yet we say it's only 20 amos, this goes against that. So it's a kash on Rav again. So we could answer Rav Tanu Upali, but we don't want to say that. Amalach Rav. Rav says, hey, leave me out of this. Dala no mehocha. I have nothing to do with this over here. Rashi explains, Harimeini mikan, take me out of this discussion. Kiel shasakti, as if I didn't say anything. Imagine I didn't say anything. What, you wouldn't have any problems? I'm the one that's causing the problem? No. What are you going to say? Elamai Yisuchel Meimar, you have to say also that it's a machlokis tanoim over here. Tanoi, because you have two different prices that contradict each other. The first price, Rashi tells us, is Tona de Leel de Surele de Rabbonim Hechel Gamre. It's not only me that says we learn it out from the Hechel, it's the first Brisa that says we learn it out from the Hechel. The Amaltura lo mahanya. And according to that Brisa, Amaltura doesn't work. The High Tana, this new Brisa that you're bringing down, Sagra, Lav Mehechel Gamre. It says an Amaltura works, obviously it doesn't learn it from the Hechel. So you yourselves have two Brises that disagree with each other. So Tanoihi, it's a Machlokis Tanoim. What are you giving me a hard time, Rav says? These are two conflicting Brisos. So just like you have to say that it's a machlokis tanoim, l'didinami tanoim. I also say it's a machlokis tanoim. It's not because of me that there's a machlokis over here. There are two conflicting opinions. And I hold like the opinion that says that we learn it out from the Hechel. And the other brisa that says, no, we don't learn it out from the Hechel. That's not like me. But it's a separate brisa. That's teretz number one. Gemara says, no. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar below Rav. No, if it wasn't for the fact that Rav taught us that the first brisa is comparing the din of 20 amma to the shahr of the Hechel, I wouldn't have learned it that way. I would have said, no, masni yoso ahadod ilo kasha. No, I would say there is no conflict. It's only because Rav says that the Braisa is learning it out from the Heichel that there's a problem. But if you didn't have Rav saying that the first Braisa learns it out from the Heichel, you know what I would say? There's no problem. I would have said, Lirabonun Korah Taimamai. What is the reason why a Korah, a beam, has to be 20 Amma, within 20 Amma of the floor of the Mavui for it to work? Mishum Ekeira. The whole reason has nothing to do with learning it out from the Heichal. It has to do with the Matzias over here. We want a person not to carry by accident from the Mavui into the Shusar Rabin, because they're open one to the other. And it's very easy for a person to forget himself and suddenly carry something from the Rishus HaYochid Daraisa to the Rishus HaRabim Daraisa and the Overinus Daraisa of carrying. Therefore, the rabbi said, you must make a hecker here. What's a hecker? A korah. A korah must be within 20 amas for it to be visible to the people. Otherwise, if it's 100 feet up in the air, if it's a way up in the air, you're not going to see it. What type of a hecker would that be? So therefore, the reason why the rabbi didn't say 20 amas is the limit, because that's the limit of your normal view. Up to 20 amas, you'll see. Beyond 20 amas, you're not going to necessarily recognize. So the reasoning of the rabbi has nothing to do with the heichal, at least according to this opinion, not according to Rav, but according to this opinion that Rav Nachman Yitzchak brings down, L'rabbanan kora taimamai is mishum ekeira. The reasoning is because of ekeira, nothing to do with the heichal. I didn't mention the heichal. B'hai diktoni yoser mipischo shel heichal. The reason why it mentioned anything about the heichal was a mnemonic, simona bi'alma. It was what they remember. How much did the rabbi say? 20. Oh, they said it's like the heichal. Oh, I'll remember from the heichal that the heichal is 20. But it has nothing to do with the heichal. We don't learn it out from the heichal. We, in fact, learn it out from the din of Hekeira, from the concept of Hekeira. And by the way, it happens to be the size of the Heichel. But it has nothing to do with the Heichel, and therefore, the fact that the Heichel has a Maltura is not a contradiction. So you could hold 20 Amos under normal circumstances, and you could actually hold a Maltura, because it's a Hekeira, and a Maltura is a Hekeira, even when it's above 20 Amos. It's so stark and so evident, it's such a recognizable thing that even above 20 Amos it works. So therefore, if you learn like Rav, you got a stira. But if you don't learn like Rav, you don't have a stira. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak says it's only a stira according to Rav, but it's not a stira according to everybody else. More questions this and says, wait a second. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it's no problem according to him. It still is a problem even according to him. Ha nicha, it's not a problem. Ilosirulei ha deraba. Rav Nachman Yitzchak could get away with it if he doesn't hold like Rav. We'll see in a moment what Rav's opinion is. But El Yisvirle Hodi Rabba, but if he holds like Rabba, then he has a problem as well. And the two brises are contradictory to each other, and you must say that it's a machlokis tanoim, and Rab is okay again. What is this holding like Rabba or not holding like Rabba? Because this is in regards to the Gemara in Sukkah that we already referenced in yesterday's shir. Yomar Rabba. Rabba says, see if it says in the Pasuk, and the Bach brings this down, lehalacha, very important that a person has to specify when he's in the Sukkah that I'm sitting in the Sukkah because our forefathers sat in the sukkah in the midbar. The person has to say that they were the either walls or Anan Yaakov. He has to specify it. The Bach paskens this lahalocha l'maisin shulchan aruch, and it says leman yedu dorosechem ki basukos hoshavti. A person has to sit in the sukkah. He has to understand that he's sitting in the sukkah to fulfill this idea that this is what our forefathers went through when they left Mitzrayim, and we are sitting in our sukkahs, our booths, because that's what they did, and to remind us of what they did. Now, we darshan this as follows. Ad esrim amma, up until 20 amma, odim yodei ashadar besukkah. Person within 20 ammas recognizes that he's sitting in a sukkah. He sees the schach. He can tell that he's in a sukkah. But more than that, lemalami esrim amma, en odim yodei. Person can't tell that he's in a sukkah because mishum delo sholta bei eina. Because a person doesn't look up normally above 20 amma. And Rabba says that's why we sit in the sukkah. So therefore, the 20 amma is a critical point because of Hekeira. Now, if it's because of Hekeira, the Gemara says, amma gabi sukkah nami bekeira pligi. So the critical factor in the sukkah between Rabba and his bar pluk is it has to be Hekeira. Do you darshan laman yedu dorosechem ki basukkah soshavti? One says yes, one says no. Amma gabi sukkah nami bekeira pligi, the Gemara says, so if legei betarti lamali, why do I need to have the same machlokas twice? Once by sukkah because of Hekeira, and once by mavui because of Hekeira. So our question on Rav Nachman Yitzchak is a good question. It doesn't make any sense that you'd be having the same machlokas twice, once in sukkah, once in erevin. Have it once, and I'll know to the other one. Oh, it's Hekeira. Therefore, I only need to say it once. Therefore, if you say it twice, that must not be the machlokas. And therefore, it comes back, like Rav said, one brice is to tell us that we learn it out from the heichal, not because of hekeira. And the second brice is because of hekeira. That's why you have two brices arguing with each other. One says a maltera is good. The other one says, no, we learn out from the heichal that a maltera is not good. Rav is correct that this is a machlokas tanoyim. The word answer, no. Rav Nachman Yitz would say that's incorrect. Tzricha, you questioned me, according to Rabba, that why would we have it twice? I'll tell you, you need it twice. Tzricha. In fact, you need it twice. The Ashminon Gabi Sukkah, because if you only tell me this in regards to Sukkah because of Heker, you know what I said? Over there, in Sukkah, B'Hakam Rav Yehuda, Kivan Dil Yeshiva Avida, Shol Tebeina. Over there, only in regards to Sukkah. Person sits in a Sukkah. He looks around, he looks up. Ooh, he sees the Schach. He's going to recognize that there's schach, even if it's above 20 amah, because he's sitting down and he has time to look around and to look up. However, Abu Mavoy, person walking through a Mavoy, the lehilach of it, you walk through a Mavoy, you don't sit in a Mavoy, and therefore, in a quick passing through in a Mavoy, you may not see something above 20 amah, and you'll carry from the Rishus HaYochid Mavoy, the Araisa, into the Rishus HaRabim public area, the Rishus HaRabim, and you'll be over in Issa Daraisa. So therefore, I might have thought in the Mavoy, when you're not having a chance to look up and around, a Mamodah L'Rabbanan. In that situation, in Armasech, in Erevin, Rabbi Yehuda is actually molded to the Chachamim, and he says, above 20, it's no good. Kamash Ulan, you have to have the Machlokas over here by Erevin as well, to show us the strength of Rabbi Yehuda's argument. As Gemara says, without this, a Mamodah L'Rabbanan. He might admit to the Rabbanan that the Rabbanan attack are right. Okay, so Gemara says, so just have the argument in Erevin, and on no Sukkah. Gemara says, no. V'yashvin v'ha, if we only have the argument in Erevin, oh, the Chachamim say you need a hecker, and Rehuda says, no, even above 20 amah, it's a hecker. So I would have said, Baha, Kamri Rabban, over here, when a person's walking through, they don't believe that you can have a hecker above 20 amah. So that's why they say, if it's above 20 amah, it's no hecker. But you know what, Taka? Maybe the Chachamim will be molded to Rabbi Yehuda. Abu Bahak, the Gemara in Sukkah, you know what? Ema molded Lula Rabbi Yehuda. They would Taka say, a person sitting down in the Sukkah, he'll see something even above 20 amah. And therefore, Tzricha, in that situation, we would say, in fact, even if the schach was more than 20 amah, you'll be able to see it. It'll be a hacker, and you'll fulfill. L'man yedu dor ha-sechem ki basukah so-shavti. Oh, kamash balon, tzricha. You need the machlokas in Sukkah to show us the strength of the Rabbanim's conviction. And you need the machlokas here in Erevin to show us the conviction, the strength of the conviction of Rabbi Yehuda. After all this is said and done, the Gemara now asks, Maya Maltra, what exactly is this a Maltra? And I already told you what it was. Here is where I got it from. The Gemara says, Rav Chama. Here we say Rav Chama specifically, like the Yavid said before. Rav Chama, B'rei D'Rabba Baravua, Amar Kine. He says this is something called Kine. Now Rashi says that Kine, or the Girsa that we have, is Kigon, like Kine Ophos, like nests of a bird. Hayu Bolti Mitachas Ulam, that were projecting out from underneath the Ulam. And these are Lemala Mina Pesach, above the Pesach. Now, the Bach changes this around and says, instead of kigon, it says kimin, kine opus. It doesn't really imply that the actual nests over there, but it's some sort of a ornate structure that looks like a nest. And this, again, will catch people's eye. And that's why those that say, even if this amaltra is above 20 amas, it works because it will be a hecker. It will catch people's eyes. So that's the first opinion, Rav Chama b'rei d'Rabba baravua. He also had Dimi. When Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he learned in Babel, he told him what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Ami Barabba, the Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael said, Poske diarza. This is some sort of a pole that's made out of cedar wood. Rashi explains that it would be some sort of a support type of a pole. Others explain that it's some sort of a recognizable pole that's sticking out, and therefore, that will be the recognizable thing that will cause people to notice it, even though it's above 20 amma. Morris says, Man di Omer Poske di Arza, the second opinion that Rav Dimi said. So if you hold that Poske di Arza, which is less recognizable than the Kine, so then Koshke Kine, if even the Poske di Arza are considered significant, so certainly the Kine are considered significant. But if you hold like the first opinion, Rav Chama's opinion, Man di Omer Kine, it's only the Kine that is so ornate and so significant. Abo Poske di Arza, but these poles, low, they wouldn't be that significant. And maybe the opinion that says the Kine is good would hold actually that the Poske di Arza are not good. Now, Mor says, Umandi Omar Poske Darza Maitaimo, what's the reasoning over here that the Poske Darza opinion that Rav Dimi brought down says that it is recognizable, Mishum Dinofish Moshre, because it's extending out. It's an extension, it's long. So Mor says, then how come it only works by the mavui. Why doesn't it work by a sukkah? For a sukkah, the nofish moshkei v'karmi rabbanan lo. Even if the sukkah is long, so this schach isn't going to be good if it's above 20 amma. So how come the Chazal tell us, the Chachamim's opinion is that above 20 amma is no good, but it's moshkei, it's sticking out. So why isn't it good by sukkah, but it's good by mavui? So Gemara says no. Elakivan the kochoshiv is leikola. The reason is that in regards to the amal trua, it's recognizable and noticeable, but in regards to the sukkah, it's not, and therefore it won't work by the sukkah. That concludes this discussion, and the Gemara now will go to a related subject in regards to the 20 amma. Gemara says, "Miktsas korah b'sochesrim, miktsas korah l'mal b'esrim." We said in the Mishnah that the korah has to be not more than 20 amma above the ground. If it's within 20 ammas of the ground, then it's a good hecker, or it's based upon the heichal, and therefore it's good. The Gemara asked the question, what about if half of this korah, the korah is a certain size, so let's say the korah is 2 inches. So the first bottom inch is within 20 amma, and the second top inch is above 20 amma. Is this good? Is this not good? That's the question. Miktsas korah b'sochesrim, miktsas korah l'mal b'esrim. Some of this korah is within 20 amma of the ground, and some of it's not within 20 amma of the ground. What is the halacha? Likewise, same question by schach. We said the schach in sukkah also has to be within 20 amas of the ground to be considered good schach. So the same question is asked by the schach. Miktsas schach b'sochesrim, miktsas schach l'mal b'esrim. Some of the schach is within the 20 amma distance from the ground, but some of the schach is above the 20 amma distance from the ground. Is it good for schach? Is this good for Erevin, the korah, for a mavui? That's the question that's asked both by here in Erevin and in sukkah. Mori says, Amar Rabba, b'mavui kosher, however, b'sukkah pasul. He differentiates. Rabba says, in regards to the mavui, if some of it's in within 20 and some of it's above 20, it's good. We view it as if it's within 20. But in regards to sukkah, it's no good. Where I ask the obvious question, why should there be a difference between the two cases? Maishno b'mavui the kosher, and maishno b'sukkah, that it's not kosher. Why by the mavui do we say it's kosher? Because we say, yamrinun kolush. We say, kolush Rashi tells us, is rowin, we view it, kilu nitan oso ovi hayosi lamala. We view this board, this korah, as if the top part, in my example, the inch on the top, is not there. It's thinner. We view it as if it's not there. Oso ovi is gone, and therefore, v'tei korah daka. We view it as a very thin korah, and the entire thin korah, we forget about the top part, but we view the entire thin part as if that is within 20 amma. So we make it kolush, and it works. So Gemara says the obvious question, sukkanami, lema kolush. So do the same thing by sukkah. Say the schach that's above 20 ammas is no good. And it's the schach that's within 20 ammas that we're interested in. It's a perfectly kosher sukkah. So again, how come Rabbi says by the mavri it's kosher, by the sukkah it's not good? So Gemara says no. It's a technical reason. If in regards to the sukkah, you make it thin, so then you're basically saying that the top part doesn't exist. So then you can't use the top part to provide shade. And we know that the din is, if you have more sunlight than you do shade, in other words, if there is more of the sun coming through, then there is shade coming down on the bottom, so then the sukkah doesn't have enough schach, and it's pasul. So if we remove the top half of the schach, that part of the schach that's above 20 amma, so then you don't have enough schach. That's why it's pasul. So Gemara says, so then the same thing apply with the korah, hochanami. Ekolshis, if you're telling me that we're moving the top half of the korah of this board, horizontal post over here, that's the korah. So ekolshis habila korah hanitelas beruach. Then this korah becomes a invalid korah. It's not strong enough, as I pointed out before. And here we can see this in Rashi as well. Shari shiurel chachamim beria. This board, this korah, has to be strong. It has to be bria. Kidei lekabel ariach. Has to be able to hold on it a brick, a half brick, actually. Ariach is a half of levena, which is 1.5 tvachim. Levena is 3 tvachim. V'ilav hochi shadi lezika. Because otherwise, the wind could just blow it away. And it's not considered hilchach lochoshev. It's considered insignificant. So if you're halachically removing the top of the korah and viewing it as if it's not there, just like you're saying by the schach, if you remove the top part of the schach, you don't have enough schach. So too, if you remove the top part of the korah, you don't have enough korah. So again, our question returns. Why would Rabbah say by the mavui it's kosher, and by the schach, by the sukkah, it's pasul? So Gemara says, no. Elav korchach nasu kishpudin shel mateches. In regards over here to the korah, we view the korah as being iron, like steel, shel mateches. And therefore, even though the top part is gone, but we view the bottom part as being very, very sturdy. So Gemara says, then Hachanami, wait a second. So then the same thing should apply. If you're doing this, let's view the bottom part as being sturdy. So let's view the bottom part as having enough shade. So again, our question returns. Why does Rabbah differentiate between a Mavi saying Kasher and a Sukkah, the Schach, saying Pasul? So now the Gemara brings down Amar Rava mi Parzakya. So Rava from Parzakya, this is not the normal famous Rava throughout Shas. This Rava came from a town known as Parzakya, and he says, no, there's a difference between a Korah and a Sukkah. Sukkah, Dili Yochivhi. Who sits in a Sukkah? Individuals. The public doesn't sit in a Sukkah. A person in his family sits in the Sukkah. And therefore, Lo Midkar, he's not going to be so much aware if a certain part of the Sukkah, the schach is missing, he's the only guy that may or may not notice it. So for one person like this, you're relying upon, you have to be concerned that if the top part isn't there, then it's not a kosher sukkah. However, the mavoi, who goes in a mavoi? By definition, it's for the rabbim. By definition, a mavoi is not a rishus hayochid, neither rabbanon. It's used by many people, so we view it like a rishus harabim. And the rabbi said, therefore, you have to make some sort of a hecker to return it to its daraisa status of being a rishus hayochid. Therefore, a mavoi, which has many, many people, the rabbim, mat kiriya dode. So, therefore, we have lots of people reminding us of what the din is over here, and therefore, by a sukkah, where you're relying on yourself, we don't allow it. But in regards to a rabbim, we do allow it by the mavoi. Rashi explains this a little bit more clearer by looking inside Lo Midkar. V'zimnin d'mishtakel mitzasov yaschach ha'nichnas l'tochof v'kai mekulam alichof. What are we talking about? You won't notice it as an individual. Technically, if anything is in 20 amas, it's good. But since by a sukkah, it could easily get lifted up with the wind or with something else to go all of it above 20 amma, and you're relying upon one person to maybe do something about it, you can't rely upon that one person. But by the mavoi, in case the entire korah went above 20 amma, there's so many people in the mavoi that would notice it, so therefore you can rely upon it. So that's the teretz that Rava Miparzakya explains Rabba why he differentiates between a korah that's kosher and the sukkah, the schach, that is not kosher. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two is from Ravina. Ravina Mar Sukkah Daraisa. By the din of Sukkah, if a person isn't fulfilling the mitzvah of Sukkah, he's not fulfilling a mitzvah Daraisa. So in regards to Sukkah, which is a din Daraisa, Ichmiru Borabbanan. The rabbis were very strict and said, we're not going to let it be even part of it below 20 yama. The whole thing has to be below 20 yama. However, Mavoi, what happens if you made a mistake by a Mavoi? The din reverts to its daraisa status, which is a rishus hayochid. So there is no problem in carrying it, even without a mavoi. So mavoi, since it's only a din derabbanan to put up a korah, lo echmiru berabbanan. The rabbi said, as long as part of it's within 20 yamas, we're okay with that. This is version number one that we have here of Rabbah. The first version said, Rabbah holds by a mavoi, it's kosher, because we gave two reasons. And the second, by sukkah, he says, is no good, and we gave two reasons. And now we have Rav Adar by Masna, Masni Loho Shmaisa de Rabba Ifra. He learned Rabba the exact opposite way. Not the first version. Again, one more time. The first version said that by Mavui it's kosher. By Sukkah it's not kosher. He flips it around. Rav Adar by Masna says, no, I'm a Rabba. The Mavui is posul, and the Sukkah was Kshera. Exact opposite. Why is that? Or he asks the same questions as before. We'll go through somewhat the same answers. Maishno Sukkah de Kshera. Why is Sukkah good? Because Damrin and Kolosh. Because here he gave the answer that we rejected before. Here he starts and says, because we view the sukkah as being thinned out. So the part that's below 20 amma is perfectly good. And we ignore the part that's above 20 amma, and therefore you have a perfectly good schach. So Gemara says, then b'mavi nami lema kolosh. So why don't you do the same thing by the mavi? The part that's above 20 amma, we view it as if it's not there. The part that's below 20 amma is perfectly good. Why again should there be a difference? So Gemara says, e kolshes havele korah hanitelis beruach. Because he says, by a mavoi, you know why, according to this version, Rava says it's no good? Because if you remove the top half, so then it's too weak to stand in the wind. The wind will blow it away. That's why it's no good in regards to a mavoi. Mora throws it right back and says, Ahochanami, Ikoshes Havalechamasa, Miru Mitzilasa. So then, if you're doing by mavoi, saying that if the top goes away, it's too light, so then the same thing would be by sukkah. If the top goes away, you're not going to have enough shade. You're not going to have enough sach. You'll have more sunlight than shade, and that's no good. And therefore, it's no good. Ella, what must you say? We view over here that the shade is still considered more, even with the top part going away. So too, under Korah, we view it as if it's all still strong and sturdy. So again, we're back to our same question. How come, according to this version, Rabbah says that both of them have different dinim? The Mavi is Pasul and the Sukkah is Kshera. Both of them should have the same din. Either both of them Pasul or both of them Kshera. So here we again use Rava Miparzakya's teretz, or Rava Miparzakya. He says, no, opposite of what he said before. Sukkah de liyachid, since the sukkah is owned by an individual, he says, if I don't take care of this, nobody else will. I'm the only guy here stopping us from being not fulfilling the mitzvah sukkah, so I better be real careful. Rami anafshe umidkar. He's going to be very careful. He knows he's walking on thin ice, so he knows if nobody else is going to be careful about it, then he's going to fall right through the ice. He's the only one that can be careful about it. And therefore, he himself is going to take full responsibility for it, and as long as part of it is below 20 yamas, he'll make sure that none of it actually goes up above 20 yamas, because he is responsible and only he, so be very careful. As opposed to the Mavui, the Rabbim, the Mavui is owned by the Rabbim, and therefore some Chayadadi, everybody's going to rely upon somebody else taking care of it, and therefore v'lom mitkari, it won't get taken care of. This is a very common idea that the Gemara now expresses. The Amri Inshi is like the popular aphorism that people say: Kidera de Reshutve, a pot that is being cooked by two people. Lo chamima v'lo kriya. It's not going to be hot, it's not going to be cold. In other words, each one's going to assume the other one's taking care of it. So therefore, Reuven says, well, Shimon has it taken care of, so I'm free. And Shimon's going to say, no, Reuven's taking care of it, so I'm free. You know what? Nobody's taking care of it. So in the Mavli, according to this version of Rava Miparzakya, it's the exact opposite as the first version. Here, the Sukkah was saying it's going to be taken care of because one person's in charge. As opposed to the Mavli, since there's multiple cooks, too many cooks spoil the broth, and therefore it won't get taken care of, and therefore that's why, according to this version, Rabbah holds the Mavli is pasul, because there's too many people involved, and therefore nobody will take care of it. And the Sukkah is good, because there's one person involved, and he'll definitely take care of it. That's teretz number one, and now we have the same teretz number two as before. Ravina Amar, no, Sukkah daraisa. Again, everything's flipped around, but it's the same pattern. He says, a Sukkah is a din daraisa, and therefore, lo boy chizuk. We don't need any extra attention paid to this, because nobody's going to intentionally being over, and it's a daraisa. Then we all be very careful. By definition, we often say that a din daraisa doesn't need to have additional safeguards put around it, because people are going to be very serious about a din daraisa. But dinim derabbanon, people say, yeah, it's only the rabbanon. The rabbis don't know what they're talking about. Rachmona litzlan. And mavu derabbanon boy chizuk. Therefore, the rabbis have to give teeth. The rabbis have to put in some additional, sometimes, safeguards for a din derabbanon. And therefore, by the mavu, if we say, yeah, 20 yamas, a little bit more, a little bit less, what difference does it make? No, the rabbi said, unless the whole thing is below 20 yama, it's no good. That's the second teretz over here. So we have two versions of Rabbah and two terutzim each time for why Rabbah holds, in the first case, that the Mavui is kosher and the Sukkah is no good, and the second case, why the Mavui is no good and the Sukkah is good. Gemara asks, am I having a look? How do we paskin? What's the bottom line? How do we paskin this Gemara? So Gemara says, Rabbah bar Ravula Omar Zev is apostle. Rabbah bar Ravula says that we paskin Luchumra in both cases, that both of them are apostle. And Rava Amar Zevzeh Kosher. Rava says both of them are in fact good. And why is that? So we turn to Rambam Beis, because Chalal Sukkah Tanan. Because this is all based upon the din in Sukkah, where it says that it has to be the space, the Chalal of the Sukkah is critical. And here it says Chalal Mavui Tanan. The space of the Mavui is the critical factor. And therefore, both the Mishnah in Sukkah and the Mishnah over here in Erevin say that all you need to do is have something within the space. As long as something is within the space, it can't be a full 20 amas without something filling it in. As long as something is within the space, we're good. As Rashi points out, Esrim amos shushkru, bein b'mavi b'me sukkah, achalalo kaime. You need to have 20 amas of unimpeded space. As long as something impedes the space, whether it's schach or mavui, the korah, that is enough. And that's the understanding of Rava's opinion over here, who says that you can be makel in both cases. Gemara continues and says, Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, Rav Papa says to Rava, Tanya Misai Loch, you're an Amora, and I got a Brisa to support you. What is that? Mavi Shugavah Me'esu Mama, Yosir Mipisl Shalhecho, if you have a Mavi that is greater than 20 Abba, which, by the way, is Yosef Pisul Shel Hechol, the Pisul of the Hechol, the opening of the Hechol was 20 Amma, so then you must go and lower it in order for a Kori to work. The Hechol Gufo Chalolo Esrim, and the Hechol itself is 20 Amma. The space is 20 Amma. Oh, here's a raya, that if the space is a full 20 Amma with no Kori in it, it's no good. But if you have the Kori in any one of the space of the 20 Amma, that's Tanya Masayile to what Rava said. More questions. This says, Esi Rav Shimi bar Ravashi l'Rav Papa. Rav Shimi bar Ravashi is to Rav Papa. Ketzad hoya oseh. How does one put the korah in to make the mavoi recognizable that it has a korah? Meniach korah misvas esrim ulamata. It says you have to put it within 20 amma or low 20 amma. In other words, the korah has to be within the bottom 20 ammas. So Gemara says, no, it's a mistake. Ema ulamala. It has to be above 20 amma. Meaning that some of the korah has to be within the 20 amma, but most of it could be above the 20 amma. Gemara says, that's not what it says. But lamata k'toni. It says lamata. So how can you tell me that part of it can be lamata, but most of it can be lamala? So the Gemara says, because you're misunderstanding it totally. Hakamashulon the lamata kilamala. What this statement is telling us is that the bottom is like the top. The lamata kilamala. What do we mean by that? Malamala chalola esrim. Just like, as long as you don't have a total space of 20 amma from the ground to the korah, as long as some of the korah is within 20 amma, you're good. So too, af lamata, the lower limit of an acceptable Pesach is af lamata chalolo asora. As long as there's at least a 10 tefach space on the bottom, so then the korah is considered a valid korah. But if the korah is within 10 tefachim from the bottom, so then it's not going to be recognizable. So what he's saying is over here, the top 20 amma has to be like the bottom 10 tefachim. That's what it means. Meniach korah misfas esrim. You have to have the korah within the top 20 amma. It has to be a little bit within the 20 amma. Ulamata. And the same thing applies at the bottom. The korah has to be at least a little bit above the 10 tefachim. If it's all within 10 tefachim, or if it's all above 20 amma, it's no good. That concludes this little piece of the discussion. And now we go weiter. Gemara is going to introduce a number of different dinim and compare them. Gemara says, Amar Abaye Mishmei the Rav Nachman. Abaye says the name of Rav Nachman. Amas Sukkah, the Amas Mavui. That, what we deal with an Amma in regards to halachas of Sukkah, we deal with an Amma in regards to the Mavui. We're dealing with Ba'amma Bas Chamisha. We're dealing with an Amma that has five Tvachim within it. There are two different types of Ammos, actually many different other types as well, but basically we're dealing with over here a five Tefach Amma. A Tefach is four thumbs. The distance between four thumbs or five pointer fingers or six pinkies. We'll get to that eventually in the Masechta. But right now we're just working with the four agudals, four thumbs, and that is one tefach, and five of these tefachim makes up an amma, according to one version of an amma. The other version of an amma is that you need six tefachim. So he's telling us when you're measuring the amma of a sukkah or the amma regards to the halachas of a mavoi, you're measuring it with an amma that only has five tefachim. When you're dealing with amas kilayim, when you're dealing with an amma in regards to the halachas of a kilayim, we'll see what this means in a moment, ba'amma bas shisha, there you have to use an amma that is six tefachim. Now, the reasoning behind this, and the Mefarshim was bringing down, Rashi says over here, is because we always want to go l'chumra, since it doesn't mention whether you're dealing with a five or a six tefach amma, so you have to assume that you go l'chumra in all of these dinim. And therefore, in the situation of sukkah and mavoi, the chumra would be to use the five tefach amma. In regards to kilayim, the chumra would be to use the six tefach amma, as we will now see as the Gemara unfolds. So Gemara says, let's look at each of these scenarios and explain it. Amas mavoi bi amma bas chamisha l'may hilchasa. In what regard do we say that when you're measuring out in regards to the dinim of mavoi that you need to use an amma that has only five tefachim? In what din? Legovo. That has to do with the height. Like we said, 20 amma tall. So we use a smaller amma, which is the 5 tefach amma. So you're going to go 20 times 5, 100 tefachim, as opposed to 20 times 6, which would be 120 tefachim. So therefore, if the korah is within 100 to 120 tefachim, so then it would be no good according to this, as opposed to if you just said it's 120, it would be good. Likewise, that's din number one. Ulapiritzas mavoi. When you have a breach in a mavoi, in other words, the width of a hole in the mavoi, we said it's 10 amos. So here also, it's 10 times 5, so it's 50 tefachim, as opposed to 10 times 6, which would be 60 tefachim, to be considered a breach that is too wide that you have to be mayit. Finally, the third din, va'ika meshech mavoi bi'arba amos delikula. So the first two are l'chumra, but the Gemara says, there's another din. How deep does a mavoi have to be for the dinim of a mavoi to apply that you can just be maturit with a lechi or a korah? So it says it has to be 4 amos. Now, that's a kula if you use 20 tefachim, 4 times 5 tefachim. As opposed to, if you use 4 times 6, it has to be 24 tefachim to be matted with a lechi or korah. Otherwise, you need to use more than a lechi or korah. So here it's actually a kula. So how can you tell me that we're always going l'chumra? So you're right, l'govo, ulapiritzes mavoi, it's l'chumra. But in regards to the depth of it, the meshech mavoi, so then it's l'kula. So Gemara is giving two terutzim. The Gemara says, you know what? We don't pasuk like this. Arba amos kiman diyama bi arba tfachim. There is a machokis as to how deep the mavi has to be before you can be matir with the lechi akora. One opinion says 4 amos, but we don't pasuk like that. This man diyama says it's 4 tfachim. So 4 tfachim has nothing to do with the amma bas chamisha, amma bas shisha. It's 4 tfachim. 4 tfachim makes it that you can use a lechi akora. So therefore, there's no kula in saying that we use a 5 tefachama in regards to a mavui. That's teretz number one. Alternatively, teretz number two, vibayisema bi arba amos. You're right. We actually paskin over here like arba amos. And that which we said, that when we use a mavui, we always use the 5 tefachama, it didn't mean always. Verov amos komar. You're right. In regards to gova, 20 amma tall. In regards to piritzis mavoi, the 10 amma wide. Then you use the smaller amma, which is 5 tfachim. However, when you're dealing with the depth of the mavoi, meshech mavoi, then you actually use the 6 tefachama to make the 24 tfachim shear, which is greater than the 20 tefach shear, which is lechumra. Therefore, that's how we always go lechumra in regards to the mavoi. We'll now have the exact same discussion in regards to sukkah. We said in sukkah, you always go l'chumra by using the 5 tefach amma. So amma sukkah bi amma bas chamisha l'mayocha. So what are the ramifications of using this in regards to sukkah? So Gemara says, also l'gova, the height of the sukkah, the sach has to be within 20 amma. So if you use the 5 tefach amma, it's going to be 100 tefachim, 5 times 20, rather than it's going to be 6 times 20, which would be 120 tefachim. Oh, that's easy to understand. That's why we go l'chumra for the 5 tefach amma. The sach has to be within 100 tefachim, not 120 tefachim. Likewise, the Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma is a very important halacha. You can see diagrams of this in the art scroll, in both the illustrated Gemara and in the Perish Chai. What it's basically saying is that if your wall is considered a slanted wall, let's say you have next to the wall, you actually have schach that's not kosher. So we consider that a slanted wall up to 4 amos. So in regard to this Dofen Akuma, that we don't view this as pasul schach, but we view this as a slanted wall. So there the din is the Dofen Akuma, which is 4 amos, so you have to use the 4 amos of 5 tfachim, which is 20 tfachim, rather than the 4 amos of 6 tfachim, would be 24 tfachim. So it's l'chomer to take the smaller share of 20 tfachim rather than 24 tfachim. But the more asked by, however, va'ikar meshech sukkah, the length and width of the sukkah, however, that has to be 4 amos by 4 amos. And if you're taking the smaller shear, so then a smaller sukkah of 4 by 5, which would be 20 tefachim, is going to be acceptable, as opposed to 4 by 6, which would be 24 tefachim. So therefore, you're saying a 20 by 20 tefach sukkah is kosher, which is lekula, as opposed to requiring a 24 by 24 tefach sukkah. So Akash again, it says that you're using this obviously lechumra, but here you see that using lekula, the Tanya. Reb Yomer, ani kol sukkah shein badalet amos adalet amos psula, I hold that any sukkah that's not dalet amos badalet amos, which if we're saying is 6 tfachim, it would be 24 by 24. But if you're saying it's 5 tfachim, it's lekula, it would only be 20 by 20. He says it's too small if it's less than 5 tfachim times 4 amos, so that would be 20. So he says less than 20 by 20, it's possible, but 20 by 20 to 24 by 24 is good. But that's lekula, so the same kash as before. 2 of the 3 by sukkah are l'chumra, but 1 seems to be l'kula, just like we had by mavui. So Gemara gives 2 terutz and very similar to what we said before. Kirabana, no, we don't paskin like the 4 by 4 amma opinion of Rebbe, but we paskin afilu ena machzekes. We follow like the rabbanon. Damri afilu ena machzekes el rosha v'rubo v'shulchano, that they hold that the din is actually all you have to do is have the sides of the sukkah that you can fit your head in, most of your body, and your table, which the Gemara in Sukkah tells us is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Ah, oh, that has nothing to do with the amma, nothing to do with the 5 tefach amma, 6 tefach amma. Like we said by the mavui, this din has nothing to do with the 5 or 6 tefach amma. And all the measurements that we use by Sukkah are 5 tefachim. That's teretz number one. And then we give the same teretz number two. We in fact paskin like Rebbe that it's 4 amos by 4 amos. We just said that you always use the 5 tefach amma, and that would be a kula if we followed Rebbe's opinion by the length and width of the sukkah. Gemara says no. But the rov amos komar. We didn't say every single scenario is 5 tefachim. In regards to the chumra of the gova, and in regards to the dofen akuma, then you have to use the 5 tefach amma. But in regards to the meshech sukkah, how the dimensions of the sukkah, it has to be 4 amma by 4 amma. We paskin like Rebbe. There it has to be the 6 tefach amma. It has to be 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. You go l'chumra in regards to that measurement. So this is the second part of our teretz. We've talked about mavui, now we talked about sukkah, and the last part will be the kilayim. So Gemara said, amas kilayim b'yama bas shisha. We said there that by kilayim, you go with a 6 tefach amma, and that will be l'chumra. How is that? In regards to what halacha? So Gemara says that we're dealing with lekarachas hakerem v'limchol hakerem. Now the diagrams, both in the art scroll and the illustrated Gemara and the Pirush Chai, all very good, all very similar, and they tell us a machlok is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as follows. And this is talking about the karachas hakerem. This is the bald spot. A karach is a bald spot of a kerem, and v'limchol hakerem, that's talking about the outer part of a kerem. So you have to understand the din of kilayim. When you have a vineyard, there are different dinim than you have isolated vines. Isolated vines, you're allowed to plant a vegetable within six tefachim. You're not allowed to plant a vegetable within six tefachim of an isolated vine. That's kilayim. But beyond six tefachim, you're allowed to. But when you have a kerem, a vineyard, so then the dinim are different. And a kerem, you're not allowed to plant something within a kerem. It depends if it's in between two vineyards, and you have an open space in between two vineyards. So that's the first part of the melachlokes. That's what's called, in this situation, lekarachas hakerem, a bald spot within the kerem, and you have kerem to the left, kerem to the right, and you have the bald spot in the middle, and then you have the limchol hakerem, that would be between the kerem, the vineyard, and the wall. So how much space do you have to leave and be able to still plant something else there before it's called kilayim? So the Gemara says, ditnan, this is a Mishnah in kilayim. It says as follows, karachas hakerem, this bald spot in the middle of the kerem, so again, you have kerem to the left and kerem to the right. So Beis Shammai says, if you want to be able to plant something in the middle, you need to have a clearing of esrim v'arba amos, 24 amos. And here we'll see, l'chumra, you take the larger amos, because it has to be a larger space to go l'chumra. So here you need the 6 tefach amma. So Beis Shammai says, you need 24 amos. Where did they get this from? Because they say that you need to have an area for the working of the kerem. So you need 4 amos for that. So you need 4 amos on the left side and 4 amos on the right side. And then the part in the middle, in order to be able to plant something worthwhile, that has to be 16 amma. So that's where Beis Shammai gets 24 amma in between. You need 2 areas of 4 amma for the workspace and 16 amma for the clearing in the middle that you can go and plant something in there for it not to be kilayim. Beis Hillel says you don't need so much in the middle. Beis Shammai says you need 16 in the middle. Beis Hillel says you only need 8 in the middle to be considered significant. So Beis Hillel agrees with the workspace. Beis Hillel, remember, you only need 16 altogether because you need the 4 for the workspace to go work the kerem on the left and work the kerem on the right, and you only need 8 in the middle. So B'sach HaKol, both Beis Hillel and Mishama each have 4 for workspace for each left and right of the kerem. That's a total of 8, and their only machlokas is how much you need to have in the middle to create something that's considered significant. Beis Hillel says only 8, Beis Shammai says 16. Therefore, Beis Shammai is going to be 8 more than Beis Hillel. That's why Beis Shammai says you need 24, and Beis Hillel says you need only 16. Now, since we want to go l'chumra, you need the larger 6 tefa amma over here, and that's why this is going l'chumra with the 6 tefachs. That's for the middle part, the karachas hakerem. What about the limchol hakerem? That's when you just have the vineyard and you have the wall, and you want to plant something in between the vineyard and the wall. That's called the mechol hakerem. So here, Beis Shammai, you need 16 amas. Beis Shammai says you need 16 amas. Again, they say over here that you need to have 4 of the workspace for the kerem. So that's a total of 4. You need 8 to have something that's considered significant, because you only have it on one side. You don't have it on the other side. You don't need 8 for each kerem. You only need 8 for one side. So that's 8 for the actual work to produce the kilayim in that area, and then you need another 4 to keep it away from the wall. So you have a work area of 4, you have the actual space that you're going to go and plant in, that's 8, and then you have another space of 4 so the wall doesn't topple down. So Beis Shammai says you need a total of 16. Beis Hillel says, Lishitasam, before you only needed 8 because you needed 4 for each kerem to have planted, so that's why you needed 8 before, according to Beis Hillel. So he only need 1 kerem, so that's 4. So you need a work area for the kerem, that's going to be 4. You need a work area to support the wall, not a work area, you need a support for the wall, that can be 4, and then the actual area you're going to plant the kilayim, or what would have been kilayim otherwise, that's 4. So they only need a total of 12. So this is the machlokas over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Umachal HaKerem, Beis Shammai Yomim Sheishas Riyama, like we just said. Ubeis Hillelomim, Shtemis Riyamas, you only need 12. Now, the Gemara now defines what I just told you. Ezi Karachas HaKerem. What exactly is the definition of Karachas HaKerem? This is Kerem Shechorav Emtsiyasu. You have a vineyard with the middle part. So you have a vineyard to the left, vineyard to the right, and the middle part became bare of vines. In this situation, you need the 24 according to Beis Shammai and 16 according to Beis Hillel. So Ein Shom, Sheishas Riyamas according to Beis Hillel, so Lo Yavizer L'Sham. But Hayu Shom Sheishas Riyamas, no, you're allowed to go and do it according to Beis Hillel. Because we pass like Beis Hillel, it only gives us the opinion of Beis Hillel. What is the mechol? That's the end, the perimeter next to the wall. That's pein kerem legedid. That's between the vineyard that you have and the wall. And here, you only need, according to Beis Hillel, the 12. Ain't shom shtemisrei amah, then you're not allowed to plant it. Lo yivizero l'shom, because you need a minimum of 12. But hayu shom shtemisrei amah, as long as you have 12, no sin lo kedei avodah. So you leave 4 for the kedei avodah. So 4 for the wall support, and then v'zoreh sashar, and the rest you can plant. So therefore, there is no problem if you have a distance of 12. So here, you must use the larger size tefach, because you're going l'chumrah. Where it says, but there is another din that would be lekula, just like we said before by the mavi and by the sukkah. There's another din that would be lekula. For ikar ritzufim bi'arba amos the lekula. What defines a kerem? They have to be spaced a certain amount apart. So if the vineyards are not spaced, each vine, 4 amos from the other, so then it's not considered a vineyard. And then you have the regular din of 6 tfachim, rather than these dinim that we just brought out, that you need a much larger space in order to prevent kilayim. So if you have a lot of trees that are planted, a lot of vines that are planted right next to each other, so then here, if you're saying in order to be considered a vineyard, they have to be 4 amos apart. So if you're taking the larger ama, the 6 tefach ama, so then you know what? It's going to go and be a kula to take the 6 tefach ama to say it's not a vineyard. It would be a chumra if you took the 5 tefach ama. So here, b'ha'ika ritzufim b'arba amos l'kula, d'tnan. As we learned in the Mishnah Kilayim, kerem natu apochos mi'arba amos, if you plant a kerem and it's less than 4 amos between the vineyards, so Rishimon Omer, ain't no kerem, then it's not called a kerem. The Chacham rim kerem, the Chacham say it is a kerem. Why? The Rowan Esayim Tsayim Kilu Einam. Because we say, even though they're planted close to each other, we halachically view them as they're not there, and therefore it's still called the kerem. So if you hold like the Chachamim, there's no problem. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, it's a problem. So it says, oh, Kerabonim, I may have a Kerem. So we in fact hold like the Rabbanim, who say that there is no problem over here. It's called the Kerem. So therefore, you have nothing to do with the 5 or 6 Tefach Amah. Either way, we go and say that we remove it, so we don't need to measure it out for Amos, whether it's one way or the other. It's not a problem. It's not Luchumra. Or alternatively, we get the same terrace that we gave before. They buy Samuel, Yol, and Rabbi Shimon. In fact, we could hold like Rabbi Shimon over here. But you know what? When we said that by Kilayim, we go always, that it's the 6 Tefach Amah, it doesn't mean always, it means Rov. The Rov Amos Kamar. So in regards to the din of the Karachas Akerim, and the Machal Akerim, then we go to 6 Tefach Amah. But if we pass like Rabbi Shimon, then we go here, like the 5 Tefach Amah. So again, we had the parallel discussion by Sukkah, by Mavoi, and by Kilayim to understand when we use the 5 Tefach Amah and when we use the 6 Tefach Amah. With that, we conclude today's share.